And welcome to Shadow Legends Assemble, episode 14. I'm your host, the Safframan, and boy, we've got some topics for you guys today. Thanks so much for jumping on in nice and early. YouTube, I hope you're doing well. I want to challenge you guys today. We want 100 likes on the podcast this week. Let's see if we can get it. I know you guys are getting watching like 600-700 views each week. Let's see if we can get 100 likes on this video today, right? So thank you very much for joining us. Today, we've got incredible
John. Get 100 likes or you won't get the free Draco. Just
well, yeah, no free Draco unless you get 100
likes.
Draco.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks, John.
Yes.
Well sold. Thank you. How you doing, John? You good, mate?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. You know, it's been a crazy week. I've been streaming a lot.
Right.
So it's been quite fun. Like, thanks to your shout-out. Like, what? After that stream, I got gifted so many subscribers, and I was like, holy crap, that's pretty insane.
So at the end of last week, you mentioned you had 3 subs on Twitch, right?
Yes,
and
yes.
We raided you straight away. How many subs did you get straight away from that raid, man?
I got around 39 or 38 or something, which
nice.
Was pretty insane. Like, Manable Gaming is through MVP.
Yeah.
And of course, we had a few others who gifted a lot. So yeah, I'm just very grateful for that because I used to have like 6 average viewers and now I'm up to like 60 or something sometimes. And I'm like, holy crap.
Nice, man. So and you've upgraded your stream as well, right? Your Twitch page, your
yes.
emotes. You know, you've gone ham
yeah.
this week.
Yeah, I went hard. I got new Twitch badges. I got new emojis. I made my own emoji, like a proper one. So
yeah.
it's been kind of wild. And I'm trying to be more of an actual streamer rather than just streaming once a week and stuff like that.
Nice, man. Well, yeah, I'm glad you had a good week. I'm looking forward to hearing more about it, man. Welcome back, Fixion, as well. How you doing, buddy? First time last week, back for a second week this week. How you doing, man?
I'm Bobbiest Pro.
Thanks for having me back.
It's all good.
I guess I didn't make too much of a bad impression.
No, well, yeah. You've literally been building your own PC this week, right? So I got my PC last week. You built your PC last night. So, yeah, how's things going with the new PC, man?
It seems okay so far. I spent the day yesterday helping my brother move house. So I didn't actually start the build until about 9 o'clock last night.
Right.
And went to bed at about 2 o'clock this morning, got back up and I've just been kind of trying to get everything set up. One of the biggest sort of stumbles that I've come across is that none of my OBS overlays and things like that have pulled across when I saved them before.
Whoops.
I wiped my hard drive. Yeah.
Oh, dang.
So I've still got all my overlays and stuff, but it's just going back through and setting up, you know, a couple of months worth of additives that I've done to OBS.
Jesus.
Mate, am I glad I didn't have to do that, man?
That. I thought it was a pain in the ass to add them for like a week. I can't imagine having to like go through like months of work.
Yeah, it's been interesting, but I should be okay to go live tomorrow when I next stream.
Nice, man. Well, thanks for jumping on this week. It's going to be really good. A newcomer for this week, guys, from the land down under. We've gone international even further this week. Uncle Patches, how you doing today, buddy?
Yeah, doing good, mate. How's it going?
Doing good, man. Thanks for joining us, buddy. What you been up to this week?
Not too much. I had, like half a week of work and then just streaming, like, for the last half of the week. Just working on Raid Shadow Legends and that, and, yeah, not as serious as you guys sound when it comes to the whole streaming thing, but I've been trying to, like, just build the following a little bit over the half week, yeah.
Well, it's a very entertaining stream, man. I love coming and hanging on your stream. So it's a pleasure to have you with us today, buddy. That's going to be really good. Ask if the rumor is true that he was raised by dingoes. I'm sure that's not a thing, Havoc, okay? I'm sure that's not a thing. We're going to be good. So way we start off the podcast, mate, we try and introduce newcomers to the chat, to the people watching on YouTube and Spotify, like their origin story within Raid, man. So how long have you been playing Raid for, and what was like, how did you get into Raid? What made you want to start streaming Raid? And who was your first champion picked out the 4 when you got going?
So I think I'm like 107 days in to the game.
Right.
My first champ that I picked was Elhane.
Yeah.
Mainly because she was the hottest one.
So no research before the game or anything? You go, oh, she's nice, I'm going to go pick her.
Absolutely zero research. And then after maybe playing for one day, I like decided, hey, maybe I should look on YouTube, see how to play this game properly, because it seems pretty technical.
Yeah.
And then I found out, okay, I've made a big mistake. Kayle's like the best one. Then after that, it's... what's the chick? short haired chick, and then Elhane's not Aethel. Really Aethel, that
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Aethel, that's it, yeah. So like I thought, all right, I've already made my decision, may as well stick with it. So then kept playing.
Back in the beginning, it was opposite. When I picked Kayle, I kind of regretted it and wished I picked Elhane.
Wow,
yeah, I think she's underrated. I really think she's underrated. She's strong.
Yeah, she's very good.
Oh, yeah, she's helped so much. Like, I was using her for probably, 3 weeks in as my campaign farmer on Brutal.
Yeah.
And she was doing 30-second runs. Like, she was decent, man. Like,
yeah, that's
real
good. That's very good.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know. I picked Gallic. I was all in on Gallic. That was it. I was just like, Gallic all the way. I never used Kayle, never used Elhane or Aethel. It was just Gallic or go home, pretty much.
Gallic can be insane, though. Like, I used to play on the Whaler card, which had these insane resistance tanky champions.
Yeah.
And I faced an enemy Gallic, and he just one-shot them, and I was like, what the heck kind of stats does that guy have? So Gallic can actually do a lot if you build him with some insane stats.
Well, he can do single target, AoE. I know he's got no poison or anything, but yeah, he was great in arena and dungeons and all that jazz.
Yeah.
I didn't use anyone else in that top four. All right, then, Patrick. So who was your first 60 then? You said you got your starters. Who was your first 60 when you started playing?
So I did, like, get Elhane to 60 first.
Yeah.
So, like, she was incredible. Like, I can't lie about that. I was frothing. she was amazing. Like, I thought, man, I'm doing brutal campaign farms in 30 seconds. She's beast.
Yeah.
And then I pulled a Candrafon
right
after that.
Oh, that guy.
So that was your first Lego, I take it.
First legendary was Candrafon. I thought, man, this guy, he's a legendary. Like, I seen gold for the first time.
Yeah.
He's got to be good. So I immediately took him to level 60.
Oh, damn.
And that was a regret. I found out later on in another streamer's channel, I said, hey, is Candrafon any good? He's my first legendary. And the guy said, yeah, he's amazing. What you should do is put him in the vault and leave him there for the rest of your life.
He's an amazing vault champion, to be honest. He's
exactly.
The best vault champion after one of them.
And Candrafon has never left the vault since.
But
so
mate,
he's been sitting there for about 100 days. They may buff him, yeah.
Yeah, they may buff him. I mean, they know that he's not an amazing character at the moment. He could well be, you know, buffed up in the future. But yeah, the fact that you got him as a Lego... I mean, I would six-star any Lego that I got. My first Lego was Bloodgorge. I mean, no matter if he was good or bad, or no matter anyone's opinion, I'm still going to six-star him and make a use out of him. It just sucks that you couldn't make a use out of your first Lego. So who was the first Lego that you got that you actually made a use out of?
So after I got Candrafon, I what happened? I kept playing for a while, and eventually I pulled Prince Kaimar.
Right.
Got him off a random sacred.
That's so good. I so wish I had him.
Yeah. And I was very happy, like, because by then I'd done a lot of, like, YouTubing and, like, caught up on who's good, who's not good. And when I found out, like, Kaimar, he's amazing, I thought, sweet. So I ended up using him as a campaign farmer for a while, which people usually don't do, but, like, he worked good because he's A1 is a AoE, so, man, it
That's
worked for me.
Not bad, yeah.
Yeah, he was doing 15-second runs.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, that's, like, very good. Actually.
Yeah, halved my campaign farming times. And, like, when you're running Brutal 12-3 and all you had was Elhane before that, like, and she's doing 30
that's
seconds.
That's a good improvement.
If I halved that time, I was like, sweet, this is great.
Man, yeah, I can actually see that. And he's also so useful for you whenever you want to do, like, a cool spider setup also.
He can help
you nuke and everything.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, man.
So how long did it get you to get that Candrafon, did you say?
Candrafon. Okay, so it was probably... When did I start? I started... What was it? There was 2 weeks left on the battle pass.
Yeah.
I got the battle pass. Got, I completed the battle pass, but I don't count Frost King as being my first legendary because I didn't pull him. He was from the battle pass.
Yeah.
So Candrafon, it was a 2x ancient shards, and, like, I think I bought... How many? I must have bought about 80 ancient shards that weekend.
Yeah.
And it was, like, on the last day, in the last couple of hours, that I pulled Candrafon. And I was like, sweet. So it was probably like a week and a half in or 2 weeks in.
Wow.
Into the game.
It's not bad at all.
No, I mean, you know, I waited like 4+ months to get my first Lego. So the fact that you got it in the first week or two is pretty crazy. Even though he's guarding your vault, you know, you've still got a bit of luck there. So your first biggest mistake, Patches, like what could you have done better? What do you regret doing? Any champions that you fed or badly geared champs? What's the score?
Look, I definitely think level 16 Candrafon to begin with was a bad idea. Right. Like if I could go back on that, I would have just left him, not done anything with him. Because, like, he's fully ascended and everything, just sitting in my vault, waiting. So I guess if they do buff him, that'll be great, but who knows? Maybe also picking a Kayle to begin with.
Yeah.
That would have been a better decision than Elhane. Like, everyone rates him so much better than, like, Elaine. Maybe saving my shots.
One second, John. You're doing some background noise there, and it's coming across. Like,
yeah, I can. I can take it. I can mute myself when I'm not talking. So
thank you very much.
About
it. It's all good. It's just,
no problem.
It's a really weird sound. Carry on. Carry on there, mate.
Yeah, sorry
about
that.
There's some chewing in the background or something. Hey.
Yeah, it's walking. Give me a second here. I will do that. Give me a moment. Podcasts. Where the heck? It's podcast live, but it doesn't say I'm there. What?
I don't know, because you're on the phone. I haven't done it on the phone before, so I wouldn't know. But it's all good. Patches. Right? So, there we go. That's a bit better, I think. So things that you can still improve on, Patches, and your favourite kind of champs and team in the game?
Things to improve on? I guess it's just dungeon timing.
Right.
Like, right now, I'm running dragons at like 1 minute 30 to 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So that could be improved. Spiders could definitely be improved. Like all my dungeons, 20 teams.
Fell out. I will be. Yes, I will mute when I'm not talking, so it's fine.
All right, mate. Thank you. Okay, so carry on, mate.
And then I guess like my favorite teams. Look, I got to be honest. Like, ever since I completed the Arbiter missions, like she's been one of my favorite champions.
Yep.
But to begin with, Prince Kaimar, Stag Knight. I've had Stag Knight since like week one.
Yep.
They've been amazing. They've been absolute carries through like all my teams. Like they've been there through through arena, through dungeons, through the campaign as well, just completing things. So those support champions, they've been so useful. So they're probably my two favorite champions that I have, plus Arbiter. But Arbiter's only like been in my account for about 3 weeks.
She's game changing when you get her though. But I mean, you joined during the battle pass, and you got Frozen Banshee, you got Stag Knight, you know, so you know some really good champs in the battle pass there to build an account around. And yeah, we didn't have those back in the day. Fixion, you kind of started on the battle pass as well, right?
I started basically with a few days left of the battle pass.
Left.
Yeah, so I never actually bought the battle pass because I just figured there was no way that I was going to be able to achieve getting to the end of it in the time that I had.
Yeah.
I missed out on all of that, unfortunately. Still waiting for the next one.
Yeah, aren't we all, mate? Aren't we all?
Yeah. So
we're going to talk about that as well. So just before we jump into the main kind of topics, like there's a few things that have happened this week in terms of the news and stuff with Raid Challenge. So we got the news that broke from Murder Inc. And then a whole bunch of other people about the hackers and about the hack thing that's going on. Now, this hack thing has been in the game for a while, and it's just literally been brought to everyone's attention even further. Plarium now know about it now. Everyone's been watching those
videos.
What
was the hack thing? I haven't heard about it.
So, yeah, there's a certain program which people could buy, and it would basically... They would go through the dungeons without animations or stuff like that, like before. You could go through the dungeons in like 3 or 4 seconds in with any team, right? With any, you could put uncommons and commons in there, and you could break through. Now you can only do it to the dungeon once. So if you were struggling on Spider 5, for instance, you could do this thing and get to Spider 20 and then build a team, right? So you could literally miss out on all of the grind and just walk through with any champion. Now, there's been loads of videos about it. I think Plarium are on the case and that they've been talking about it even more. But what was your guys' thoughts when you kind of saw that? I mean, Vixion, what are your first impressions?
So, I mean, hacking's in almost every single online game. Right. And I think the biggest issue is, especially for a game that's developed for a mobile platform, once you then take it to PC and you give people access to, you know, all this other technology that they have available on a PC, there's going to be people out there who are solely looking for ways to make money from profiting from the game. And unfortunately, you know, there are some very, very intelligent people out there. And, you know, their sole purpose, and, you know, they find fun in trying to find cracks in code, you know, trying to find ways to manipulate servers and things like that, and they will do everything that they can to try and find a way to break it. Right. Now, once they've done it, obviously, you get, like, you know, two sort of groups of people that do it. Ones that do it for fun, and then the others that do it with the intention of making money. And, you know, their mentality is that they don't care what damage it's going to do to the game. They don't care what it's going to do to the player base. You know, their sole purpose is just to make a quick buck.
Right.
And they're probably making an awful lot of money from doing it. The thing is, you know, with the times and stuff that they're achieving, you know, obviously you can't repeatedly farm from what we've seen.
Yeah.
So it's only going to get you further in the game. It's not going to help you in the long run. And in my opinion, it's a bit like whaling out on your account. If all you're going to do is buy yourself to the end of the game, you're very quickly going to stop playing the game, because once you've got there and you've got nothing else to do, you know, what's the point in playing? So it is a really bad situation. You know, I think Plarium, if they have been aware of this for longer than they're sort of saying that they have been, I feel bad that they haven't done something to address it, because it can seriously damage the economy of a game in a whole. But at the same time, you know, I feel like the people who feel obliged to buy these sort of things, they probably won't stick around in the game anyway. But it doesn't look good for them, especially when all this is going on at a time when people are a little bit unhappy with them. You know, they've got all the negative reviews going out on the App Store and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. I mean, you know, like you say, as soon as they get to that point, they're going to have to go back to where they were anyway. But that progression, I mean, if you're just starting out in the game and you've got this this crack or this hack or whatever, you could literally just build just to Dragon 20 or Spider 20 for any champs that you get. And yeah, it's going to suck, but yeah, it's going to harm the progression as well. So, Patches, what are your thoughts on the hacks, man?
Look, I couldn't agree more with Vixion, man.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, it ruins the game. Yeah. Like, you got these people who come in, they exploit, and, like, it leaves us players who are, like, paying good money to play this game to, like, pull good champions, and it makes us feel a bit ripped off. Like, okay, this isn't the only game that I play where there's hackers in it. Like, I play Warzone, and you come across hackers, and they destroy you. You watch their kill cams, and I don't know, it's sort of demoralizing. Like, it's terrible for the game, and especially for Plarium right now. There's a lot of bad news behind the name.
Mm-hmm.
There could be a lot of improvements. They could potentially have, like,
there's
a lot of positivity.
The potential.
Yeah, man, potential. Like, that's it. There's potential. And, like, they could have a lot of positivity behind the whole name of Raid Shadow Legends. But right now, we're just not seeing that. We're not seeing the fixes that we need. We're not seeing the content that we want.
Yep.
And, like, especially with this exploit of hackers, like, it's really, really bad for the game. So, like, I couldn't agree more with Vixion, like, on everything he said. They need to look into it. They need to get onto it.
They can't ignore it anymore, can they? They can't ignore it.
Exactly, yeah. They can't ignore this.
Yeah. John, anything to add to all this?
I completely agree with it. Like, the hackers are kind of ruining the games, and it's also kind of ruining the fairness between the paying players, or even the free to play. Like, it's just unfair towards everyone.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree with everything which was said.
Yeah, it's very. I just hope that they find a solution. But hopefully now it's been brought to the light of the public a bit more, thanks to videos from Murder Inc. and Cold Brew and Hell Hades. Lord Hades. Lord Hades mentioned that he's got. We've had cheaters in Arena. Now we've got hackers, kind of thing. So when is enough enough, kind of thing? Yeah, hopefully that gets sorted real soon, because you don't want that being sold, that hack being sold to literally everyone. That could ruin things for sure. Okay, so hack's bad. We got
just on that, Zafran. I think it's sad that it had to come out in this way, especially if, as I said, the rumors are true that Polarium knew about it.
Yeah.
And they weren't acting on it. I think it's disappointing to see that it had to get so much press for it to be addressed. And you know, it is a shame to see that. And I hope it's not, you know, oh, they knew about it, but, you know, not enough people were affected by it for them to act on it. I think, you know, I'd like to think that they'd heard about it, but they'd never seen evidence. Right. And now that the evidence has come into light, that they're acting on it. But yeah, it's a shame that it had to have such a blast of publicity for it to even be addressed.
Fair play. I
just wanted to say, I don't think it's the first time this has happened either.
No, we've had numerous things like this before, but I mean, like I said, they kind of knew about it. It just wasn't used, like, widely used, right? But I mean, the guy that's done it, he's earned a mint, right? He's earned an absolute mint, and so fair play, he's exploited the system. But yeah, Polarium need to get their act together and sort that out now. So on from hackers to the Battle Pass 2, just a little catch up on the Battle Pass 2. So we talked about it last week as well. Now, Battle Pass 1, when that got released, there was loads of issues, banned accounts, they had to roll back accounts for numerous weeks, and that they haven't found a solution to that problem yet. They've released Battle Pass 1 to countries that didn't have Battle Pass 1, just to try and test it out, and they're still having those same issues. So still no news on the Battle Pass 2. If I hear anything, I will let you guys know on top of that as well. But yes, we're all waiting for Battle Pass 2, and I hope that we get that sorted soon. So I kind of want to talk about the recent crashes and the maintenance this week. John, you had many interferences with maintenance this week?
Yes, I've actually had a lot of them, even during a stream.
Yeah.
So yeah, the maintenance really hurt, and it's kind of weird that it just happens so often, and they don't really give much of an explanation as to why it happens.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, it's on and off. It's just been a really tough week, especially. Now, we've had some bad weeks in terms of maintenance and stuff, but yeah, this week has just been really weird, and for different reasons as well. Patches, how have you found this week so far?
Like, it's been the same as John, pretty much. Like, I was in the middle of a stream, and like, I'm waiting for the clan boss to reset, and I just couldn't get back into the game. Like, it literally pulled me out. This was like day one.
Yeah.
What was that? That was Wednesday evening. And then like, it happened the next day. Like, clan boss didn't reset. Then I got kicked out of the game. I couldn't get into the game for like 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And like, this is midstream. People are like wondering what's going on. I haven't been kicked out. And then slowly, one by one, everyone's getting kicked out of like the game, and we're all wondering what's happening. Everyone's communicating about it, and then like, we're also catching up on the Discord. Cerulea is like updating us, oh, we're gonna try and fix it as soon as possible. It's pretty inconvenient.
Yeah,
like for me especially, like midweek I have to go to work the next day. 8 p.m. is when the clan boss resets, and like, I have to wait 90 minutes. That's 9:30 p.m. I got to get up at 5 a.m. the next day. Don't really want to stay up too late on a night like that. So yeah, it does affect me in a way, like when it comes to like real life stuff, working and that. But yeah, it, and also I thought what was pretty sad is the compensation. Like, for two nights in a row,
yeah,
they gave us 500 energy.
And three keys or something, was it?
Three keys, yeah.
And
yeah,
they don't
even
split those keys up. They just give you three keys at once. Like, you know. Oh, so I'm supposed to use three keys now, am I? Okay, I'll use three keys on random. Yeah. But Yeah, the conversation we've talked about before, the conversation has never really been up on par to what people think. I mean, when we had the Battle Pass 1 done, and we had literally all those accounts have been banned, the conversation was pretty weak then. But yeah, we've had some really bad times, and the conversation hasn't never really been up to scratch, honestly. But then everyone kind of wants more. Everyone always wants more. But yeah, it's not really been great in terms of maintenance this week. Fixie, you experienced much of the maintenance?
I've mainly been affected by the bugs which are locking us out of the game.
Right.
So this morning there was an offer that was triggering an error in the game and kicking you out when I was trying to see whether the game even worked on my new PC. But as well as that, yesterday there was an offer which when it popped up, it was kicking you out of the game, and I was trying to do my clan boss on my phone actually whilst helping my brother move house.
Right.
So we were literally in the van driving to his new house after we'd loaded it, and every time I tried to load into the game, it was kicking me out. I just don't think they're having a very good week at all. I think in terms of compensation, actually, I think Polarium spoil people in this game in terms of compensation.
Okay.
I've played a lot of games. You know, World of Warcraft I've played for 15 years. Now every expansion that World of Warcraft release, it goes to hell the first day. You know, you can't get on the game. There's like 2-hour queue times to even get on. You don't get compensated for that. I think actually it's almost become a bit of an expectation that in Raid, that if the game does have any issues at all, then Polarium is expected to give something.
Oh, mate, and if one person loses the key, they're asking for a sacred shard.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's good that they do give us anything rather than just sort of washing their hands with it and saying, sorry, guys, you know, it's a technical issue. We're working on it and we'll fix it. So it's nice that they do give something. I get that it probably actually feels that because the rewards that they give are almost so low, that it's almost an insult, because it's like it would almost be better if they gave you nothing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I do think Polarium do spoil people in that sense. You know, I think Cirilla and the guys that post on Discord have got a pretty rough time. Because you know, there's maybe three of them who are literally fighting fires.
Yeah.
coming into work every day, picking up a fire extinguisher, and it's like, let's go Discord. but yeah, so I think it's very easy to sort of approach it from a mentality of, you know, everything should be perfect. And in reality, you know, any other games, you know, even as I said, World of Warcraft's my biggest example. Because, you know, the team at Blizzard is a massive team, but things do still go wrong. But I do feel like Polarium's having a particularly rough week this week.
Well, you could say 2020, honestly.
Yeah.
2020.
Yeah. It's not been amazing. Anything else to add to the maintenance there, John? I mean, could they do anything different, buddy? I mean, we're getting like 5-minute warnings at the moment, and it's down for like 15 minutes at a time. I mean, could they just have like a daily maintenance, just one maintenance for like half an hour or something, and just so everyone knows for that half an hour it's going to be down, you know?
Yeah, I would really agree with that, so that they sort everything out at a specific time, because then people can't schedule. When they don't really, they can schedule their day around it, and as well, when, especially when you're waking up at 5 a.m. to work,
No, but they should really try.
There's so many. I've never experienced that before.
Right, there is so many.
Yeah.
But if they could just try and plan ahead, like if there's so many each day, why have 5-15 minute like maintenance per day when you could just shut down for half an hour, fix everything, and it's just half an hour a day. So if they could just be live for 23.5 hours a day and be down for half an hour a day, everyone would be happy with that, right? Everyone would be happy with that.
Yeah. I would like that more.
You are losing focus all
It's like, but the thing is, like, I've never experienced this many maintenances in any games, so it's kind of weird. Like, they should try and figure out why they're happening, or the players should, like, they should just try and make it better. I don't know how
they
can.
They don't even know what was wrong with Battle Pass 1, though, John. You know?
Yeah.
I know what's
wrong with
it.
Better coders. Anyone here can code? Any viewers can code?
Well, they did put up some employment requirements for some people, right? So I know they're trying to hire some more dev teams and repair people, so hopefully that happens, but that's still going to take a few months to get up and running, I think. But fingers crossed they think of something better to do in terms of maintenance. That'd be really cool. Okay, so on to the first topic of today. We're on, I know, half an hour in, first topic. We're going crazy. Right, so times 10 champs right now, chat. So we're getting a times 10 for Vizier, Harvest Jack, Venus, Occult Brawler, Ursine Icecrusher, Stagnite, Madame Ceres, and Syla. Can I just say straight off the bat, my oh my, how many people have had Madame Ceres over the last day or two? Everyone and their dog has been getting Madame Ceres.
I'm sad.
And conspiracy alert, people have been getting Stagnite as well. So a couple of weeks ago, there was a thing that no one was getting a Stagnite. I swear, every man and his dog have been getting Stagnite as well. Everyone's been saying they've been getting Stagnite, so that conspiracy is over. So yeah, what's everyone been doing with the times 10? Patches, you said you've opened up a few charts, right? What have you been doing?
Oh yeah, last night we opened up about 61 or so void shards, and I had a Madame Seri from like the last two times voids.
Yeah.
So that was pretty dope. Pulled three of her last night.
Three additional Madame Seris.
Yeah. And then like when it comes to the 10 times, look, the only person I was looking for was Venus.
Yeah.
Didn't get her. So I was a little disappointed with that, but then like today we were able to pull a Venus on another person's account, which was pretty sick.
Nice.
And then like one of my mates who's a fellow streamer, he got a Venus as well. So she is popping up. Like it is happening. It's not impossible to get Venus this weekend. But yeah.
Mate, you're trying to tempt me into opening my shards. I'm not doing it, okay?
Don't do it. Save it.
We're good. So, yeah, Fixon, you opened up many shards, mate?
No.
Well, you've had lucky the last few pulls, though, haven't you?
I've had some real luck over the past few weeks. Yeah. I'm actually saving my shards for your birthday to join in with your stream when you do that. However, I did have 5 void shards and I really wanted a Madame Cerise, so yeah. I did pull my voids yesterday, and you know, it was only 5 of them, but no luck at all. I did get a Painkeeper though, which is quite cool because I can now build like a Painkeeper Maneater Unkillable comp.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but it's not what I was pulling for. My focus is Arena at the moment, and I would have really liked her, but no luck for me, and I'm not spending money on the game at the moment, so.
Yeah, I'm just like sort of stockpiling my shards. So for those that don't know, I am saving up all my shards right now. So for the last 3 or 4 months, I've forgotten all about the 2x events, the 10x events. I'm saving up for the 31st of July. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on as well. But yeah, that's going to be a really big event at the end of the month. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Incredible. John, opened up many shards, mate. Got any more luck this week?
Yeah, well, I didn't have much luck. Well, I suppose some. I did actually manage to purchase and get 27 void shards for my main account.
Yeah.
For the 10x Madame series, and I got, I think, 4 epics. None of them was a Madame series.
Oh, lucky.
So that was quite unfortunate. I didn't get any legendaries, but I also spent the gems I got from those packs to get around 60 ancient shards.
Yeah.
And I never had an occult brawler before, so I pulled a couple of occult brawlers.
Nice.
Which was kind of cool. And I think I also pulled a Stagnite as well, so a secondary Stagnite. So.
Nice.
Yeah, so at least I got a occult brawler, but the point of me spending was to get Madame Sirius. I felt very unlucky.
Unlucky, man. So you say you got a secondary Stagnite. We was talking about that in the chat just before we went live. Any thoughts on that secondary Stagnite? Would you just put him in stun gear and see where else you could use him?
Yeah, I kind of want to try and use him for Tag Team Arena so that I could have a mass AoE defense down on all 3 teams.
Yeah.
And maybe try, because I pulled a Skull Crown also, I should say, which I've never gotten before. Maybe it's something worth mentioning. So, yeah, Skull Crown, I can try and use. I kind of want to try and make a Blender team because I also got Catacomb Counselor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of want to try a Blender comp with Stagnite, the Skull Crown, Catacomb Counselor, and someone to do something else.
Nice. I'm just wondering if there was like a specific sort of faction or set of champs that would literally guarantee people to be going. I mean, this has done well. The whole point of the 10 times is try and lure you in to spend your shards before a 2 times comes up, right? Now, I'm pretty sure...
I fell into the trap.
Yes, a lot of people did, didn't they, Fixion? Yeah, lots of people have done that. But yeah, it's just the way it goes. We know that we've got some crazy events happening this month. We're all expecting a fusion soon. I'm saving up my seal. I'm literally saving up everything for sure at the moment. But yeah, 10 times... if there was a Hegemon in there, if there was an Ethos in there, I know people would be going crazy opening up their shards. But Ceres was a good pull. If you got them, congratulations. I still don't have a Ceres. One day we'll get her for sure.
You'll probably get her on your birthday, let's be honest.
Fingers crossed, mate. You never know. Patches, if there was a character, what character in the 10 times would you just straight up, like, I'd have to try and open shards for that?
Well, like, that was sort of Venus this weekend. Like, I spent a lot of money, a bit too much money, trying to get Venus. But I think probably there's probably only 2 champions, really. I want to get a bad Alcazar, and I want a Draco. They're about it.
How dare you not mention Ethos?
Ethos, yes, but... No, like, I have a
that
Foley.
That is the typical Australian response, isn't it? Ethos, yeah but nah. Yeah, nah. We're good. Yeah, but no.
Exactly.
There's nothing
I don't know. I feel like Foley is, like, as good a nuker as, like, what Ethos is, man.
Blasphemy.
Just he's not a void affinity. That's the difference, I guess. Void affinity has no weakness.
Well, so Foley's got the multi-hit on his A1, right? So he can be used for Fire Knight and stuff. He does have the block revive on his A3, but Ethos has just got that, you know, attacks waves on A2, A3. It's always critical on his A3, so you don't need to add that much crit damage. It's just crazy, man. Really crazy champ. And oh, when you get him, you'll be eating your words, mate. Let me just say that.
I love it.
And I'll be there to point the finger as well. It's all good. Fixion, dream 10 times champ.
Ooh, good question. I'm a bit of a collector, so really any of them. But I guess like the standard ones, you know, Draco would be amazing. But yeah, I mean, to be honest, anything that's going to add value to my account, you know, I've got Valk, I've got Foley, I've got Longbeard, who I really like playing with.
Mate, you would really love a Martyr or another Valkyrie, wouldn't you? That'd be top notch.
Just, I'd like something that would add to my arena team at the moment. Yeah. Any champ that's strong in arena, I'd be happy to get.
Awesome, man. And John, favorite champ or champ that you would like open up load of shards for apart from Venus?
Yes, it would have to be Siffy by far.
Siffy,
and then a non-void would be Dracomorph, probably. I think the Dracomorph would be pretty cool to get. But yeah, so non-voids, Dracomorph, and void Siffy by far.
Great shouts. I like it. Okay, so that's the 10 times today, chat. I hope you all get some really nice shards. If you are saving up your shards, save up for the end of the month. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But yeah, save them up. That'd be good. Number 2 on the list for today. I kind of want to be talking about books and legendary books in particular. I just want to pop a question to you guys in the chat and you guys listening. So I have all of these champions here in Legos. I've been playing for 18, nearly 19 months now. I have 8 Legos that are fully booked. 8. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have never bought book packs. Is 8 Legos in 18 months fair, or is that short-sighted? What is everyone's thoughts?
I think completing a skill set for a legendary is way better than having a little bit on each legendary. So I think it's good.
But in terms of booked characters, though, like just 8 characters in 18 months, is that balanced? Is that fair? Yeah. Is that short?
Well, no, I think it's pretty short. About that. the game is quite stingy about those legendary tomes on those. You spend a lot. So if you look at it that way, it's not too much considering there's players with obviously way more, but obviously they've spent a lot of money to get those books.
Yeah.
I feel like because of how much of an impact books do make on the game, they should at least be a little bit more accessible. You know, maybe if they did something like the potion mixer system, where you could, you know, feed epic books and rare books into making a legendary book or something, just so that you could over time actually accumulate them, because I mean, like my situation is I've got a load of rare books which I'm never going to use. I could do with some epic books, but at the same time, you know, I have no legendary books because they've all gone into the champions that I need to book out. So having...
I got an idea on that, actually. You could fuse the 6 rare books to an epic book and six,
yeah,
six
that's what
epic
books.
Like the potions, yeah.
It'd just be a cool way that, yeah, it's still going to be expensive to do. And if you still need epic books, it's probably not efficient to do. But, you know, it just means that at some point, you know, if you want to prioritize one legendary over some epics, that, you know, over time, and as well as that, you can then actually make use of those rare books. Because once you've got the good rare champions that you want to use, you know, rare books come all the time. Especially, you know, when you're doing clan boss and stuff like that, you get rare books quite a lot. So having some use for those redundant books, which are just there stacking up, would be a nice sort of additive to the game. And, you know, I don't think it would take the value away from epic books, legendary books, because it would still be very expensive to do.
Right.
But I just think that's something that nice that they could probably consider.
Patches, your thoughts on legendary books? I mean, how do you have many legendary characters booked at the moment?
I think I got maybe 5 or 6 legendary characters fully booked. I've only booked one, bought one of the packs.
Yeah.
I think $80 Australian, and you got 10 or 12 legendary books and some other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that was a pretty decent pack. But, like, considering that you've been playing for 18 months and you haven't spent a cent on book packs, I think that, like, it depends on your RNG. Like, you're hitting Ultra Nightmare and Nightmare. So, like, you could just have terrible luck when it comes to pulling books out of that. Otherwise, like, it's good. But I agree with the boys there. They need to do something about the rare book situation. Like, there's a bunch of you guys who have been playing a year or more, and you guys are stacked on the rare books. You need to be able to upgrade them to epics. So, like, say 10 rare books equals one epic book, and 10 epic books equals one legendary book, kind of thing. Implement that system into it, the same as the potions. Like, that'd do the game wonders.
It would do everyone wonders, for sure.
Yeah, I really agree with that.
Yeah, free to play, paid to play, whatever. I mean, that's really going to help out so many people. God, just more books. I want to use all of these characters in different places. Like, I would love to book Cillian for Faction Wars, and I would love to book these characters. It's just not possible for us to do so. And unless I'm going to spend, like, £1,000 on opening shards for each Summon Rush, it's not really going to happen. I mean, the Summon Rush, you get more books in the Summon Rush than you can anywhere else in the game. I think you've got 4 books there at the moment. There's so many legendary books to open up shards, but it's not feasible for everyone. Not everyone can do that, right? So just add some in the daily login system when we get that back again or something. But yeah, I think the balance just isn't quite right yet, and you really need to get that sorted. I mean, I would hate for people to be playing for another 6 to 8 months and have all these characters and not being able to use them because they can't get the books, you know? We need more books, I think, 100%. That'd be good. Guys, if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you hit that like and get the subscribe button. We're trying to get 100 likes on this video this week. That would be really great. Show your support to the channel. We've got some great ideas for the future of the podcast. I'll be jumping into those a little bit later. So dupe champions, guys, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I would like to hear about any sign, well, not any sign of the dupe system just yet. Champs you would love a dupe of, right? So I, for example, would love a dupe Ethos. That is my dream dupe. I already have a dupe of Morley and Famata. Patches, who would you really love a dupe of, man?
Oh, dude, I don't know. My legendaries aren't quite dupe worthy yet.
Or like epics as well. Either epic, whatever.
Well, yeah, no. I think probably Arbiter right now. She's probably the best option because I pulled a dupe Queen Eva last weekend.
Yep.
And she's not quite there yet. And then I also pulled a dupe Lugan on the same weekend.
Nice.
And that was like, I pulled my first Lugan and the dupe in the same weekend. So I'm thinking, yeah, probably Arbiter. She'd be the best, either her or Prince Kaimar. They're what I'd be looking for.
See, now, the two Kaimars don't work on each other, though. Which is annoying. You'd have to get a Renegade and a Kaimar. They don't two Kaimars don't reset each other. Two Renegades don't reset each other. But a Renegade and a Kaimar will kind of reset each other. If that makes sense.
Okay, I would think maybe for 3v3 purposes. So that's the only, like... I don't know. That's where my mindset's at.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be where the game's headed. They're putting a lot more resources into the 3v3 rather than working on the game content that they've actually promised.
Yep. That's crazy.
That's kind of what I'm thinking about.
Fixion, dupe, wishes.
I mean, there's a few champions that I'd like duplicates of. Ones that I've got already, I'd like another Maneater.
Yeah.
I would love two Royal Guards. Double Martyr.
Mate, you're just naming my account right now, aren't you?
there's plenty of champions that you do want a duplicate of. I think people get caught up on because obviously they're pretty limited, and obviously there are champions that you definitely don't really want a duplicate of. But saying that, with 3v3 arena coming in, then you know, having three of your best arena team wouldn't be a bad shout. I think there's also probably some interesting combinations that people haven't thought of yet. But I do think they do need to put some sort of system in place to, you know, again, the potion mix system. Maybe you can put a couple of legendaries in to get a sacred shard or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But just something so that you're not just guarding vault, basically. But yeah, there's plenty in the game that I would personally like more of. Coldheart as well. I don't know if I can't remember if I mentioned her, but... I've only got one cold heart, so having another cold heart would be great.
Yeah, well, you know, having a double cold heart is so nice. I mean, I've only got one cold heart at the moment. I do have two Royal Guards, but I do need one more Royal Guard or cold heart. I don't mind which one more I get, but I am after one more. I'm after another Bellower just for Faction Wars. I want five Bellowers for Faction Wars for whatever reason. I want more Paragons for Clan Boss team. Yeah, you heard me right, chat. Paragon's the clan boss. I'm working on that. But yeah, there's some dupes out there. I just don't want another Crypt King Graal. Holy crap! What? that guy. He's the only legend. He's not even in Faction Wars team. He's not even in anything. He's just, I don't know. He's feeling sorry for himself. Hopefully, he gets buffed up one day. John, dupes that you'd love to have one day, man.
I would love to have a dupe of Arbiter because her aura is just making her so good.
Right.
Like, yeah, just having a duo Arbiter lead for, like, arena, especially the tag team arena, would be pretty insane.
Yeah.
And I'd also like a duo. Like, I already have two Royal Guards, but I wouldn't mind one more.
Yeah.
But, like, it would be Arbiter. I'd also like a dupe Lissandra. I think that she's definitely got a lot of potential. I think that people could do a lot of fun things with two Lissandras.
Yeah.
But yeah, the main one I would say probably is Arbiter. But obviously a double Skullcrown could be cool. Like, there's just so many good champions that dupes of would help a lot with. But I don't currently have any like super like champions I really, really want a dupe of, because I don't have like a Dracomorph I just don't have the champions I would want like many dupes of, except for Arbiter. Maybe Trinda, I don't know. She could be cool.
I think the point of what again is that people, whenever they seem to get a dupe, they're like, oh no, it's a dupe. Do you know what I mean? But there are so many uses for a dupe in this game at the moment. So Faction Wars, 3v3, even in normal Classic Arena. I hate calling it Classic Arena. But yeah, there's so many uses for dupes in this day and age, especially with the content that they're hopefully going to be adding in the future. So I just wanted to sort of remind everyone that dupes aren't the end of the world. And in some cases, they're very useful for your account. On like two Steel Skulls isn't going to be the best for anyone. But yeah, dupes can be useful. So just make sure you make the best out of your characters. I would love a second Rotos, for example.
Yo, shoot. Yeah, why did I say that?
I'd like one.
I will just be like 2 or 3 minutes. I will just change my phone.
No worries, mate.
Just give me a second.
Okay.
I think I have the dupes that all you guys want as well. I got 3 Royal Guards. I've got 4 Cold Hearts.
Jesus!
I got...
How?
I'm stacked on the Epics, man, and the Rares. It's just the Legendaries I can't seem to get.
How many Royal Guards? 3 Royal Guards. How many Cold Hearts?
Yeah. 4. And then I think I'm the same with you on Bellowers. I got like 5 or 6 of them. So.
Mate,
you're not allowed Legendaries. That's...
No.
That's what they're saying to me. You're not allowed Legendaries. You've got to build these Epics.
You don't need them.
4 Madame Series as well, right?
Yeah, 4 Madame Series.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She was the dupe I wanted the most before, like, yesterday.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I got, like, 3 more copies of her, I thought, oh, dude, I don't need that many. Like, 1 would have sufficed.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be happy with 1.
Mm. I can't believe you've been playing, like, since the Battle Pass, though, and you have all those Royal Guards and Cold Hearts. Sincerely, I don't get it. That's crazy. That doesn't compute in my tiny little mind, you know? That's insane.
It did take me a while to get that first Cold Heart. I think I was about 60 or 70 Void Shards in before I got 1. So it took a while to get it.
How the Void Shards then, huh?
Yeah, I got a thing for the Void Champs. Like, I want to get them. I want to get them all. It's like Pokemon, man, you know?
Oh, mate, wait till you get Ethos. Oh, game changer for sure. Okay, so... We heard months ago that Plarium were working on a dupe kind of, what's a mercy system, a dupe lore that we can start doing something with our system. So we haven't heard anything about that since they mentioned it. I just kind of want to talk about what would be a good system for dupes. So Fixion, like, let's say you've got 3 or 5 legendaries. How are we going to do the dupe system? How would you think it'd be a fair system for all?
I mean, I think possibly what I said about, again, like a potion mixer system where you can at least have a use for the legendaries that you don't want, you know, to be able to put them in and, you know, maybe trade 3 of them for a sacred shard or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think that actually being able to pull dupes is a bad thing, especially in a game like this.
Yeah.
I don't like the similar games to this where you can almost guarantee what champion you're going to get. I actually really like the RNG factor to it.
Makes your account your own, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think it keeps you playing the game as well.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, it absolutely sucks, and I understand that it sucks if you pull 3 of the same legendary. But at the same time,
Tree Panda France.
When you finally get that legendary that you're looking for, it makes it so much better. I just feel like, yes, it's very easy to get disheartened, and I understand that it sucks. But for me, that's kind of a part of the experience as well. Mm. You know, you've got to take the good with the bad, and yeah, okay, you got some bad luck, but the next ancient you pull, you might get something that's going to change your account and you're going to be happy with.
Right. So Alpha Bravo just mentioned as well, you should be able to turn them into Lego books. 1 Lego equals 3 Lego books.
That's not a bad shout. That's not a bad shout.
I'm just looking at my dupe legendaries though, and I'm thinking, would I turn in my dupe Marta for 3 legendary books or my dupe Morley? I don't know. I don't think I would still do that. Honestly, but I don't know. Patches, would you turn in a dupe Lego for 3 Lego books if you could?
I don't know. Nah, probably not. I feel like holding on to a Lego, it's probably better than trading it in for 3 books. Like, it'd have to be an outrageous amount of books that I'd trade a legendary in for.
Yeah.
Because you spend so much shards, like, trying to pull that 1 gold, you know? And then when you see that gold flash, the dopamine hits and you're like, yes! Finally, you guys know the feeling.
Yep.
Yeah. It's hard to trade that in for a book.
Yeah.
Or 3.
Yeah.
What we kind of talked about.
The dopamine very quickly drops off if it's 1 that you don't want there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry, John.
What we kind of talked about, I think maybe it was last week or something, that if you had like 3 legendaries, you could, of the same thing, you could like trade them in.
Yeah.
For currency in that new Tag Team Arena shop, and then you could purchase a guaranteed legendary shards if you trade in X amount of legendaries. So say you trade in 5 legendaries or even more legendaries, you can get a guaranteed legendary shard.
Yeah.
And then it obviously you can be unlucky and get the same legendary which you traded in, but at least it would kind of make you use the copies you don't want to something productive, to something you want.
I think options are always good, you know. I think if they do add in something, that'd be great. But yeah, we're all needing books. I think the dupe thing is mainly a whale issue, though, if we're being honest, right? It does take a long time. You could be really...
Or a clan hopping one.
Or a clan hopping issue, yeah. But that's kind of not happening much nowadays. But still, I think there definitely needs to be a mercy system involved. Whether they include the bazaar in that, I'm not sure. We're going to talk about the bazaar in a minute. But yeah, for sure, that'll be really good. Havoc is saying, I wish you could take off books from one champ and put it onto another one, because champs you booked the first month you could use elsewhere. I think it's good that it's a permanent fixture, honestly. It's like the Great Hall. I think, you know, no matter, once you put a book into a character, you're going to be using that character. It's there for good, right? And once you put points in the Great Hall, it's the same sort of thing. I think they should be permanent decisions. It's like Diablo 2, right? Or Diablo games in general. It's permanent sort of skill fixtures that you're adding to your account. I think it changed it for the better, but that's just my opinion anyway. Okay, so 3v3 arena. I kind of want to talk about your teams that you've all gone for, right? So, Incredible John, can you talk me through your 3v3 arena teams and what your kind of goal is at the moment?
My goal is currently to make my third team useful, because currently I've only got two decent teams, and my third team needs... I just need to get all the teams good. Like, I'm happy, I'm satisfied with two of them, and I just want to improve the third.
Yeah.
So currently I'm running, what is it, a Blower. I don't even remember the third team on the top of my head, so that's how bad it is.
Yeah.
So hopefully I can, what I want with it is to use the Catacomb Counselor,
right.
Skull Crown, and Catacomb Counselor, Skull Crown, then the Stag Knight,
yeah,
and then a fourth champion, preferably someone who increases the attack or Termite or something like that. But that's kind of what I want for my third team. But my first and second team would be Arbiter and Lead. Then I got Trunda Guilt Mallet in immunity set. I also got Stag Knight in immunity set, and then I got Raisin Scarhide, I believe.
Okay.
So that's kind of it. And then in my secondary team, I got Lysandra, Rotos, Lord Chasar, and Lysandra, Rotos, Lord Chasar, and then Tomb Lord. So that's my two teams I like. I really enjoy going for.
So what are your thoughts on that third team then?
My thoughts on the third team, it's at the moment my third team isn't very good. But yeah, I used Belor to nuke, and he's just not strong enough. So
right.
I'm so glad that I pulled the Skull Crown so that I can have a proper nuker. Because Skull Crown is obviously so much stronger than a Belor. So that's kind of what I want. And I think a Catacomb Counselor will really help with the ally attack to just wipe enemies. That's kind of the plan.
I think I used Catacomb Counselor during the Affinity Cup. He would be really useful in 3v3 for sure. You'd find some great uses for him.
I can also use her aura, I think, also. Like the aura of Skullcrown is also nice if I want to do a speed setup, which I think I want to do, of course.
Yeah, so I've kind of got Arbiter in lead on one, I've got Kaimar in lead on the other, and I've got Gorgrab on lead on my third. So I've got a speed boost for each three teams for sure.
I'm stupid. Lord Chasar is my speed lead, not Lysandra.
Okay,
sorry.
Bro, that's all right. You've had a good week. I'll allow it. It's all right. So,
thank you.
Okay. Patches, what are your thoughts on 3v3 Arena so far? What teams have you got at the moment? Are you enjoying it? And what's going on?
I'm pretty similar to John. Like, I've got two decent teams and then one very average one. I think that's sort of changed with pulling Madame Seri. The amount of copies I have of her now, I just got to build them up. But yeah, I was running pretty much Arbiter, Foley, Madame, and who was it? Razan on one team.
Yeah.
And that pretty much always wins.
Yeah.
And then my other team, I went a bit different. I decided to go with a Stag Knight, a Skull Crusher, and then Skull Crown.
Yeah.
And who else? I think I had Kaimar on that team. Yeah, I think I had Kaimar on that team, actually, and he had his speed aura. So like that one always wins because it like it has the defense down, attack down, which goes first.
Yeah.
And then Skullcrusher places his counterattack. And then they always get the third hit on. And then Skullcrown, she just nukes them, destroys them.
Right.
They got defense down. So it's always my first two teams that are winning. And then the third team, it's like yes and no. It depends on the other team. But like, I like the whole idea about 3v3.
Yeah.
Like, it's a great idea. I think possibly just a little too soon where Plarium's at. They may have jumped the gun, but I guess there's a lot more people who have been playing a lot longer than me, and they've got dupes, like dupes galore. They've got so many legendaries, and that's what it's there for. It's for the whales right now.
Yeah, it's kind of a whale system, but I think as a free-to-play player, if you're very active and you play the whale, I think you can do very well. Completely free-to-play, too.
It's like...
But you just have more rares and epics you need to do a combination with, because you may not have as much legendaries as someone who's paying. Obviously.
I mean, it's like Faction Wars. Faction Wars was kind of ahead of its time. They got Faction Wars out probably 4 months than what they should have done, because it took like 3 balances to get that like in a place where people are happy with it. And people are just now starting to put time and effort into Faction Wars because it's doable, right? Now, maybe they shouldn't have released this without the Bazaar, because the Bazaar is the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're all interested in the Bazaar. We're all interested in the new jewelry and the new shop that we could be looking at. So maybe I know the Bazaar is supposed to be here this month, but maybe they just jumped the gun and they should have held back a little. Maybe they wanted us to test it out for them. You know, I have no clue. But Fixion, what's your deal with 3v3 at the moment? What teams are you going with? And are you looking forward to the Bazaar?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm pretty limited for my arena teams. Like arena's kind of only just becoming my focus.
Yeah.
I haven't really got a lot of teams. So my first team that I run is basically just my standard arena team.
Yeah.
My second team is kind of like a budget blender comp.
Okay.
Because I've got Longbeard, I've got him in the mix, but I don't really have a lot of champions to complement him.
Yeah.
So I actually run, as my second team, I've got Yannicka in there. Now, she's the fastest in my team, so the goal is that she does her move that puts her in Perfect Veil first to make her A1 AoE.
Yeah.
So I built her first as the fastest in that team. She goes first, opens up with her big single target nuke, and then turns her A1 into AoE.
Yeah.
Then Longbeard goes, and then I've literally got them partnered with, I think it's Coldheart, Bellowa, and Yannicka and Longbeard, and they just hit all at the same time, all AoE, and I hope that somebody dies, or the team dies.
Nice.
It's kind of my take on the Blender comp, just working with what I've got. And then my third team is solely reliant on at the moment of Foley killing somebody, because I haven't got a team built around him to complement him. My third team is a bit of a budget team. I do think what you just said about the Bazaar coming out at the same time as 3v3, I think that would actually be a bad thing.
Okay.
Because especially from somebody in my position at the moment, until 3v3 starts to level out, it would actually be massively beneficial to people who are further on in the game, and not so much people who are mid-game and early game. Because at the moment, although I can pick and choose my 3v3 teams and wins and things like that to make sure that I mostly win, I can't just farm 3v3 because there's still people in there who would be gold 4 plat or something like that in classic arena. So I think until the brackets level out and it starts to even out to sort of almost the positions of where people should be, adding a currency in which the people who are much further in the game and they can literally just farm new players for this currency early on would actually be pretty unfair to the people who are earlier on in the game or haven't had the same kind of luck.
Okay, fair comment. So if you think that it should be held back as well, do you think that we should be earning gold bars already in preparation of Bazaar, or should we just start earning gold bars when it releases?
I think until the brackets are leveled out and people are almost not necessarily at the peak of where they should be, but in a slightly more fairer range, I don't think we should be holding out currency. I think really and truly, when they introduced it, if they were going to introduce it at the same time as the Bazaar, then they should have put people in the categories that they were already in the other arena format. So gold goes into, starts off in gold one, you know, silver starts off in silver one, bronze starts off in bronze one, because at the moment there's such a massive difference. If you're a platinum player at the moment, you're going up against people who maybe aren't even level, 60 plus. They haven't got legendaries, you know. Maybe there's people in there who had like only just hit level 35 and they put a team in, and it's just easy pickings for you. Like even for me in my account, and it's not that that great. I have easy pickings in there. So, and considering the fact that I'm easy pickings for many, many players in the game, I think until it's sort of more level and people are playing in the areas that they should be, adding a currency which is then going to give such good rewards, you know, they're talking about the new accessories and things like that, would be severely unfair on the people who are not already, you know, top gold or platinum players.
Right. But in general, you kind of excited for the Bazaar though? Point.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something else to do in the game. I love 3v3. I love something else to use my time on, because I play Raid all day, every day if I can. You know, so having something else to do in my day is perfect for me. I'm happy with that. Even if it is, you know, just half an hour a day, something else to do.
I'm worried about the prices of the Bazaar, honestly. I'm worried that we'd be grinding like a week for these gold bars, but anything that we want from the Bazaar might cost 3 weeks worth of gold bars, you know?
Yeah, maybe even more. They typically, when it comes to new things, I think they, like most game companies, probably will overprice things. Like their things will cost so much that it's just overpriced. I hope it's not going to be that way, but...
But they've already doubled the arena tokens that we can use each day. I think that might be in preparation for that.
That's true.
I think they doubled it because of that reason. So I think things are going to be costly quite high. We still don't really know everything that's going to be in there. We know there's going to be new artifacts and stuff. Patches, you heard about the artifact, mate?
I've been catching up on all the YouTube videos like everyone else has, I guess.
Yeah.
And, like, it all seems pretty interesting. I'm just hoping that they actually bring it out. Like, they've had the Void Tower sitting around for, who knows how long?
Since the game came out.
And it hasn't developed into anything, and they've promised that the whole time. And I'm feeling like, okay, they've released a new gameplay here. Well, not really new, but, you know, a takeoff of Arena, Classic Arena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe they just... They might not... turn the Bazaar into anything, so I'm hoping they like bring it, you know, they're promising something. Let's see it happen first. I don't want to get too carried away and get my hopes up on something that doesn't happen.
Cold Brew, how you doing, buddy? How are you
guys? What's up?
Doing good. Sorry, man.
Late, but
it's all good, man. Thanks for coming on in. How you been, buddy? What have you been up to this week?
All good, just playing the game, you know, finishing up things in real life, and then just trying to make some videos, thinking of new stuff to do, but there's not much at the moment in the game.
Nice, man. I see you posted a video for 10 times earlier, right? How have you done with your 10 times this week?
I pulled a couple of shards yesterday. I was trying to get both Madame Ceres and Vizier.
Yeah.
I got none of them. I've got I got Cold Brew, so I guess I might try my luck again tonight. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, good luck, man. You need it. Okay, I hope you get some of those characters. we were talking about earlier, Cold Brew. If there was one character in a 10 times that you would just like, you would have to open up shards for, who would that character be, man?
That will have to be Draco.
Yeah.
And Void would be Siphi.
You mean you haven't got your free Draco
yet? Same
no?
as me.
Okay.
Which I did try for both. when it was 10x already, but of course didn't get it.
For a platinum
artifact. Exact same as me.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, also we talked about books earlier as well, Cold Brew. Like, we're thinking now, out of all of my Legos that I've got, I've only got 8 books, right? 8 Legos booked in 18 months. I don't buy book packs. Is that a fair, do you think that's a fair amount of booked Legos? Do you think we're still missing Lego books within the game? Because the most books that we can get at the moment are from the summoning events, right? I think there's 4 offered there. But yeah, Lego books and Epic books in general are kind of hard to come by. Do you think there should be ways to get more of them?
Yeah, of course. There needs to be more ways to get books, because I don't see a way that a non-paying player or even a low spender, an actual low spender though,
yeah,
like maybe £20 a week, $20 a week, can't really compete with other players in terms of the books. It's a hard way to get them. It's mostly through Nightmare and Ultra Nightmare that you get them most often.
Yeah.
Because for tournaments, you need to go up to the last reward to actually get them, usually.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, we're still getting rare books in the Clan Boss, though, as well, right? It's pretty tough. But they said they were going to take them out a long time ago.
Yeah, that's also quite bad. Since we get, you know, the rare books in there, they shouldn't even be in the reward pool, especially for the last chest in Ultra.
Right.
Yeah, like a rare book, like, oh my, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, just an epic or Lego, yeah.
You're not really going to use rare champions in there. No. So, well, except for Frozen Banshee. She's the exception.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, you're usually using Epic Plus.
Full work, maybe. But yeah, that's one or two. But yeah, I get what you mean. So what we also mentioned about the potion system. So at the moment, we've got a potion system. You can ascend, 10 potions to get a bigger version of that potion. What if we did the same for books, man? Would that be viable? So 10 rare books makes one epic, 10 epic books makes a legend, something like that.
Yeah, that would be great also. Like a great way to use your rare books and epic books, maybe. If you so desperately need legendary books or epic books. Yeah. I would definitely use it for epic books because I use them the most.
Right.
Yeah,
but I've kind of.
I don't
run
think
out
I would sacrifice
books.
Like tens of epic books for legendaries.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, there are so many good epic champions.
Yeah, but I've run out of epic champions. Well, personally, I've kind of run out of epic champions to book. I mean, I do have a list. There's one or two, but I'm getting to the point. Obviously, I'm saving up shards as well, so I haven't got many new characters lately. I'm kind of running out of characters to book, honestly, in epic. It's just the legends that I'm sort of short on at the moment. And also, we've talked about, as well, Cold Brew, dupe champions, my guy. So, is there any champion that you would love a dupe of? What are your thoughts on a dupe Mercy system going forward?
Definitely do not want the Harvest Jab, because I got my third one today.
Oh,
so, I've got
3
of them.
Oh,
a dupe, I don't know which one would be a great dupe. I think Erotos, maybe, Hegemon, if I had a first one as well. So I would gladly take a second one.
Yep.
You know, maybe something like an Ithos. Dupe Ithos would be fun.
Yes.
Rotos.
I said that. Chat had a go at me. two is greedy, apparently. I want 2 Ithos. There's nothing wrong with that, chat. Okay, we're good. But yes, and a dupe system, like Mercy Rule, like same kind of thing with books, like turn in a Lego to get 3 Lego books or something, or 3 of the same Lego. Like, how could a dupe system work for us? It would have to be epic as well as Lego, right?
I would prefer if it was a system like maybe you put in 10 million silver, one Lego that you have as a dupe, and then you press a button and a new Lego comes out.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. If it's a dupe again, but at least it's a way for you to get a non-dupe.
Yep.
So I think that would be a fun way. They could, you know, make players spend their silver that way. So it's not an exact one-for-one. So it's one of the dupes for plus 10 million of your silver for, you know, a chance to get a non-dupe.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's players with, like, over 1 billion silver, so they could essentially get whichever legendary they want at that point.
John, I was literally just feeling rich about myself for having 120 million silver, and you've just gone and popped that bubble. Thanks, pal.
Jesus.
Yeah, I think Taylor Swift has like 1.6 billion or something.
Taylor Swift. Okay. Well, yeah.
But what they could do is also put like a cooldown on it. That way you can only do it like once per day. Maybe?
Or once per month, honestly, would be more fun.
Yeah, something
because
like
a legendary is like very, very valuable to the game, I think.
They'd have to cooldown it.
So, Patches, can you just remind Colbert, who's just obviously jumped on here, how long have you been playing and how many Royal Guards and Cold Hearts do you have again?
What? We're like 110 days in or 107 days in. We've got 3 Royal Guards, 4 Cold Hearts. In all honesty, I've got almost every epic.
Yeah.
The only ones that I'm missing are like the ones that you really need at the start, like Miscreated Monster.
Ceres. You've got 3 of those.
Don't have him. Yeah, exactly. I have 4 Madame Ceres.
Oh, God.
Dude,
I know, Cobrew. I know, mate.
Yeah, I'm hoarding everyone else's.
So good.
Yeah. I feel terrible.
I pulled 30 shards.
I'd trade them.
Yeah, I'll give you a rush card for him.
I'd take a rush card for him, mate.
Oh, mate.
Yeah. There's my unkillable comp.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed how many of those dupes you've got, man. You've got wave clearance for days, mate. Honestly, you've got arena sorted. You've got 3v3 arena sorted now. You've literally got a Madame Ceres for each team, plus another one to do with whatever you want with. Oh, mate. Jelly.
Staff, I just got to do what you've been doing. I just got to spend time building all these epics that I have.
Yep.
Stop pulling shards.
Yep. Mate, honestly, you've...
Never enough shards.
Well, the thing is, like I said, like, when you're saving up for 3 months at a time, you're literally you're forcing yourself to make the best out of what you have, right? So I've used all the epics out of my vault that I'm wanting to use. Everyone else is just kind of in there now. Don't really need any of these. So they're basically food right now. So yeah, I've been saving up all my shards. I'm making the best out of all the characters I've got. I've made the best out of my teams. I am ready to open up these shards at the end of the month. So that kind of segues onto the next topic, anticipation of July's events. Future Fusion during this month, hopefully. There's a whole bunch happening in this month as well, especially at the end of the month. But yeah, Future Fusion, Fixion. What's your anticipation for the Fusion, man? We're all kind of getting excited. Hades has done a video to prepare for the Fusion. Everyone's kind of talking about it. What are your thoughts? Are we going to have another Troll Skull Lord where we have to get, like, I don't know, 16 Skull Swarms again or what? Is it going to be a brand new one with new characters? What are you thinking?
I hope it's something useful because this is going to be the first Fusion that I'm actually going to go for.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so the past Fusions, sort of thought about doing them and, you know, maybe picked up some of the epics and stuff that have been available for it, but my account was almost in a place where, you know, it would have been more damaging to my account to actually go for the Fusion rather than actually just picking up some of the champions and just doing some of the events that were there. But I've sort of said to myself that, you know, because I've been saving shards, you know, I've pulled some really nice champions recently. I'm just going to go for the Fusion and, you know, do what I can with it.
How could you pull shards and save them at the same time?
Well, I've pulled shards on my birthday, as you know, and I got very lucky. Since then, I've been saving for your birthday. However, apart from yesterday, where I did pull my voids. But yeah, I've got a fair stack of ancients sat there ready for your birthday, at least worst case scenario.
Nice, man. So yeah, that's pretty cool. I think people have been crying out for like a clan boss fusion for a long time. I think people are really looking forward like a clan boss specific fusion champion that can really help them out. However, we've all just got like a frozen banshee over the last few months and stuff, so that's some sort of help. I know Bulwark has been added too. Colbrew, thoughts on the potential fusion coming up this month, man? What sort of character would you want him for? Are we thinking it's going to be an arena champ now, or what are your thoughts? What are your hopes and dreams?
Well, from what I see, you know, Raid Plarium is focusing on having arena as their main thing, you know, within the game from what I see so far, but I would like to see a good clan boss champion out of a fusion. It would be nice for all the players at least to try and, you know, increase their damage potential through a fusion champion, but it will most likely be like a fusion for Arena if it's a good one.
Yeah.
If it's a bad one, it's going to be a random one like a Skull Lord or, you know, the Mossbeard.
He's the best. What are you talking about?
Mate, Mossbeard is lit in Spider. Honestly, he's great. I don't know what you're all on about. He's fine.
Yeah, but I've got a bad L, so he doesn't make much difference for me.
Okay.
Well, and he can also be used for Arena.
Yeah, I mean, just that damage buff from GURPTUK is really helpful, especially since I don't have four Royal Guards or four Cold Hearts like some people. You know, I make the most out of what I've got, you know. Patches, have you taken part in any fusions yet? Is this going to be your first one like Phixion?
I took part in the GURPTUK one. So right. I feel sorry for you, man.
Can you imagine your first fusion being GURPTUK?
Yeah.
It's gotta hurt.
I know. I did see him, and I just figured, like, a legendary is a legendary. I may as well do that. Plus, I had duplicates of all the epics for it, so
yeah,
I've got them sitting in the vault as well.
That's good.
For this next fusion,
yep,
I'm kind of hoping, like, along the same lines as Cold Brew, hopefully we get a Clan Boss fusion.
Yep.
I think the way that Plarium's headed is in the Arena direction, so they're probably going to bring out a fusion where it counters like Roto, Siffy, or even Tormund, something like that. I feel like that's where they're going to head. This next fusion, it's going to be to counter some other like outrageous legendary champ fusion they've already made.
See, I think they've already gone down the Arena route. I really don't think they're going to go down the Arena route again. Like you said, they've got Rotos, they've got Tormund that they've mentioned. I hope
you're right.
Yeah, I think they're going to... Tormund didn't go down well, let's be honest, right? Tormund didn't go down well for many, many reasons. I think they're going to step away from Arena. I think we might get another... I hope that we get a Clan Boss character. That would be really cool. Everyone's looking for Clan Boss damage. And honestly, I would love to see if Murderink can get to 200 million. That'd be amazing. So the fusion is going to happen on... So we've also got some events going on later on with the fusion. Go on, John, what's up?
I just wanted to say I hope the fusion champion later this month will be someone who does decrease defense and weaken. Even if it's an epic champion, which any champion that helps people's spider teams like me.
Mm.
I also DM'd you if you want to see later.
Yeah, I've seen that, I've seen that. So
there's an epic champion that does that already, the spider.
It's not guaranteed weaken, which is the problem if you want like a stable 70%. Run. Yeah.
It's a good chance.
Yeah. He's decent, man.
For sure. I hope that fusion is at least better than GURPTUK this time, for sure, man. Loads of people are looking for some decent champs. Another thing that's going on at the end of this month, guys. So as all you know, I've been saving up my shards. 31st of July, I'm going to be opening them all up. I asked Plarium months and months ago if they would like to do an event for us for the end of the month also. It could be stars are aligned and it could be timed up pretty well. So after the fusion, at the end of the month, I've asked for a 2x of everything. 2x Ancients, 2x Void, 2x Sacreds on the same day for the same weekend. And so we can all go nuts as a community and open up all of our shards. If that does happen, there's going to be some shard packs. Our community is just going to be going mad on shards. So if you are in a position to save up shards... if they go for it, mate, I haven't heard a no, so I'm counting it as a yes at the moment. But as soon as I know more, I'll let everyone know. But yes, save up those shards, chat. Yeah. Make sure you jump on into
Twitch.
We need to
push for it as a community.
Mate, it'd be pretty cool. But like I said, I spoke to them a few weeks ago, and they said they'd get it sorted. Yes, mate.
That'd go well for you as well, considering your birthday's on the 31st, and the end of the month.
Right.
2x for all your shards. Hopefully you get like those legendaries that you want.
Oh, I'm going to get cold brewed, mate. Maybe. I know it. I'll tell you, it's going to be the Infinity Cup all over again. I hope not.
Yeah.
These are the most shards I've ever had at once. And honestly...
How many do you have?
200 plus Ancients, 63 Voids, and 20 Sacreds right now. But I'm going to get a few packs this month as well, so it might be adding up a little bit more. But either way, it's going to be a mental shard opening. The most shards I've ever... 219 Ancients, 63 Voids, and 20 Sacreds, and I'm still wanting to get a few packs. Colbrew, what's the most shards you've ever had, man?
The most shards I've opened?
Oh, yeah, but had opened at once, yep.
Well, I always open them during the 2x. Like, I try to get as many as I can for the 2x, but...
You're going to whale out to a 2 times of everything if it happens?
If it does happen, then maybe, yeah. Just do it for the memes and for the community, I guess, to do a nice stream. But, yeah, I just know my luck, so I don't try to actively chase for anything. I just open them for having some fun on a stream.
Don't actively try and chase anything? What did you do yesterday, Cold Brew?
I actively try to chase. But you see what happens, man. You see what happens. I opened how many shards last night? So many. We didn't get a single vizier.
Yeah.
But we did get a ton of madams, though, overall.
Mm.
I'm so jealous.
Don't actively chase. Did that yesterday. perfect. So I really wish that we get some events at the end of the month. It should be apart from the fusion. We're hopefully getting the bazaar turning up. I'm sure there's gonna be some new events. Didn't they mention like last month? That there's, I think Cirilla mentioned on the podcast as well. They want to do a different kind of arena tournament. Am I remembering that right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I wasn't around.
I don't know.
I swear they said they did another arena tournament, which isn't what we've been doing so far. It won't count for wins or something. You can only play one person once or something. But yeah, they've got another arena tournament in mind. I just don't think it's quite happening yet. But yeah, the Bazaar, I'm pretty looking forward to that too. So another thing that's going to be happening pretty soon. So chat, we had a conversation on my stream last night. I'm going to put it all forward towards you all now, and we'll get some feedback before we kind of go on. Also, we're going to do a community Q&A in the next couple of minutes. If you've got any questions, get them up in the chat right now, and we'll get through those questions in a minute. But the idea for the podcast, now I know the world is in a crazy place right now, but in about 12 months or so, we're hoping that things are going to be died down a little bit. The plan and the idea is... to go around the US and do a tour of the US, do the podcast in a different state each week. So 50 states, 50 weeks, depending how many states we go to. But that is the plan right now we've come up with. We know it's going to be a massive undertaking, but hopefully a US tour in 12 months or so, podcast in a different state each time. What are your thoughts on that? We've got lots of positive feedback on that. We've got some great ideas to get that up and running. You guys, what are your thoughts? Like, podcast on tour. What are your thoughts on that? Huh? That's something that people aren't doing yet, huh?
Sounds insane, dude.
It does sound insane.
It sounds great.
I woke up with a headache.
If you can get it going, yeah.
Oh, mate. So, yeah, that's kind of the plan, though. So, the plan is to just get, like, an RV, try and get Plarium involved somehow. We start at one place, we go to the next, and literally a year of my life, we'll be traveling around America just doing a podcast in a different state.
Should be so much fun though if it actually works out.
Gets me out of the UK, mate, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But yeah, the world is just crazy. There's no traveling to America at the moment anyway, so it gives ourselves a year to kind of build that up. But yeah, that's kind of the plan. That's kind of the plan at the moment. So we're getting on that. That'd be good. So community Q&A, guys. Community Q&A. Any kind of questions you guys want to get involved, now is the time. Colbury, what are you up to for the rest of the week, man?
Nothing much really, just gonna do some videos. I have some guides in mind to do, but other than that, you know, the same things as always.
Oh, mate, I'm looking forward to doing our video on Draco one day, man. That's gonna be pretty cool. That's gonna be good. We need to do that video one day, and we need to catch up and do that. What's that weapon? Oh my god, I'm not spending 1 million silver on that weapon, but it's pretty nice. Okay, so Incredible Drawn, what are you up to this week, buddy?
Well, I'm going to be live streaming a lot, probably every day. Going to try and grow my audience a little bit on Twitch.
Yeah,
I've really started trying to do more there, because before it was kind of like a side thing. Like, YouTube was kind of the main thing, and I didn't really stream a lot. But yeah, I'm going to be just hopefully be able to stream a lot.
You've got the bug now,
new emoji maybe. Yeah, it's time to start doing what most of you guys do and just stream a bunch and recycle it to YouTube, and hopefully YouTube will like it. But it seems like YouTube is somewhat liking it, so I can't complain. So that's kind of what I'll do.
Nice, man. Well, thanks for jumping on again. And Fixio, thanks for jumping on as well. Also, mate, how you been? What are you up to this week? Got anything planned? Any videos on YouTube or anything?
Well, I'm still uploading to YouTube every day. Obviously, I'm going to stream on my usual days, which is Sunday to Thursday.
Yeah.
In the evenings, still going to be doing that. I'm hoping now that I've got the new PC sorted, I can actually render some better videos and content for YouTube.
And for the Saf man.
Yeah, and for the Saf man, and also for my man Taco.
Yeah.
So just hanging out with the stream, with the community. You know, when I'm not streaming, I'm always in somebody else's stream.
Yeah.
Mingle around the community really, and it's kind of a standard week, I guess, for me. Topped off with the fact that I've got all this new tech, which I get to play around with and see what we can do with.
Nice. I'm looking forward to kind of seeing what we can do with that. I still need to get some of that editing software off you, but anyway, man, it's all good. Thanks a lot again for this week, Uncle Patches. It's been a pleasure to have you on for the first time, man. Have you enjoyed yourself? And thanks for staying up late, buddy.
Ah, it's all good, man. Thanks for having me. It's been fun.
It's real. Great, man. What are you up to this week? You do on YouTube as well? You got videos on YouTube?
I haven't broke into the YouTube kind of scene yet. So I'm running off a old laptop. That's how I do my streams these days.
Yeah.
So once I get my new PC built, which is going to be in the next 2 or 3 weeks, then I'll probably start breaking into the whole YouTube scene. I want to like do some tutorials. I don't know. Just see what I can do.
Yeah.
Get the feel for it. It's pretty much the same as the rest of the boys. Just work on my streams, which seem to be at a different time to everyone because, like,
well, you are on the other side of the world, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. It's 1:30 a.m. here now.
Yeah.
So, like, I usually stream about, say, 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
And that's what worked good for me. There's pretty much only one other streamer on at that time.
Man, I should literally start streaming on Australian times. I'm telling you, it sounds like it's the way to go. Thanks a lot for jumping on, man. So all of our links are going to be in the description of the video below on YouTube, guys. Make sure you hit the like. I want to see if we can try and get 100 likes for this week. I want to see that feedback for the
100
podcast
likes for free Draco. Can't guarantee.
What incredible John's guarantee right there. All right, so thank you very much.
Incredible John's guarantee.
Yeah, incredible John's guarantee. 100 likes, free Draco off Incredible John. Okay, I like that you've put your sign your money on that. That's good.
What,
you got Australian as well now? What's happening? Yeah, but no. Oh my god, Little Britain. Oh, I love that show. Chat, thank you very much. Get your feedback in the comments below. Make sure you hit the like. Make sure you go check out all these guys on the YouTube and their Twitches. All links will be in the description below. The podcast will be on Spotify as well. Just go to the Anchor link down below and it will take you to Anchor and you can go check us out on Spotify, all right? Thank you very much for the episode today. Thanks for all of you joining in and jumping in. I hope to see you again soon, right? Cheers, guys. Bye.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks, Seth.
Yeah. See you.